Each year, millions of people visit Washington State Parks. 60-year-old Leo Igashira is one of them. He is an avid backpacker whose interest in the outdoors sparked during his childhood camping trips with his 8 siblings and parents. But Leo decided to take advantage of the state's natural environment after he was given a life-altering diagnosis. He saw it as a call to truly live. Radioactive reporter Issa Taligia sits with Leo to learn more.
Leo is no stranger to death.
I did see my life flash before me when I was chased by a muskox in Greenland.
Oh, wow.
I was by myself, and on my way back, I didn't see this single grazing muskox. The muskox are huge animals. They're like buffalo. You know, they probably weigh 700 to 1,000 pounds. And all of a sudden, I heard a grunt, and it started charging toward me, and I really thought I was going to die. I was running as hard as I could.
Obviously, Leo survived, but he has had an even scarier encounter.
The really life-changing event that made me appreciate the outdoors that much more, and life in general that much more, was an HIV-positive diagnosis in 1992. At that time, an HIV diagnosis was a slow death sentence. The medical therapies were not that effective. Many people died. My own partner died in 92, and that's the reason I got tested.
Many therapies and medications have come out since the 2000s, and they've kept Leo's HIV at bay.
In 92, I decided to embark on at least one once-in-a-lifetime trip. Been doing these trips every year now.
Yeah. Leo has backpacked in many places around the world, including the Arctic and Greenland. I enter Leo's office, and he's about to take me to his computer to show me the photos from his trips. Leo opens a folder filled with so many amazing photos.
Oh, cool.
I feel like I'm on a backpacking trip with him.
But this is on the eastern side of the Grand Teton Mountains. Look at the colors on the flowers here.
Some of his colleagues are crowding around his cubicle.
It's just phenomenal, and the mountains and stuff like this.
He keeps flipping through the photos on his computer.
Yeah. Okay, this is Baffin Island. This was probably early 2000s.
The water is blue and pristine. Leo is perched on a boulder, and he looks like he's in pure bliss.
How cold is the water?
Oh, this is glacier melt. There's no plants.
Yes, it's
cold. But it was wonderful. It was a warm day, so it was fine.
Leo is a research coordinator at the Indigenous Wellness Research Institute at the University of Washington. His interest in learning about Indigenous peoples and cultures isn't limited to the walls of his office. He carries it with him on his backpacking trips.
Particularly when I was up in the Arctic, you know, I homestayed with a Greenlandic Inuit family, tried traditional Inuit food like whale skin with blubber. I think when you're that close to the land, and especially when you go to Indigenous areas of the world, you have a much greater appreciation for what the land is, and for the people who respect and call that land home. Of course, you know, I have my freeze-dried food, which they don't have. I have my stoves and stuff like this.
Leo appreciates life's opportunities.
Yeah, I've been very, very fortunate. I sometimes wonder why my partner at the time had to die. So I've been living with HIV at least 26 or 27 years now. So I don't really dwell on it too much. It's just something that I think about occasionally. You know, why am I doing so well?
And
why
many of his colleagues and close friends died in the 80s and 90s. Leo has learned the importance of time.
You don't know when your time is gonna come up. You know, anyone could die quickly through illness or accidents or anything. Live life as best as you can and with as much adventure as you can.
Leo wants to live for a long time. At least he says he'd like to.
Life is something to be lived and experienced. I think it's partly mental too. And as long as there are countries or peoples that I haven't seen, that's something to look forward to. So I'll never, ever, ever die of boredom. And, you know, if I become physically incapacitated, I'll be an armchair traveler, you know, through books and stuff like that.
It doesn't seem like Leo will become an armchair traveler, at least not anytime soon. His upcoming trip is an 8-day backpack in the San Juan Mountains of southwest Colorado. Leo dreams of returning to Glacier Bay, Alaska on a kayaking trip. For Radioactive, this is Issa Talija.